Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
three types of life: bacteria, archaea, and eukaryotes. I can't even pronounce it. There you go. I can't even spell it. So the three different fundamental types of cell, the earliest ones we believe are the archaea, the archaic cells, and they are basically a cell membrane. But actually, how the cell membrane is formed, I'm not absolutely quite sure. But there is something, some chemical to the cell membrane. So archaea cells are the extremophiles, and they're the cells which don't like oxygen. So basically, if something is decaying or horrible, they're in hotbeds and extreme conditions of Earth. We call extreme conditions, but they're sort of ideal for life. And inside cow guts, they're the things that break up and make methane. So they're very important cells. They don't have a cell nucleus, which is an important thing. There's also bacteria. So the archaea have a sort of a soft cell wall and just bits of DNA, but it's all mixed up. It's just a generalized juice of things. Again, I don't know whether they can move. This is pretty interesting. I think slime mold is archaea, in that a slime mold can break up and then reform. So it's not necessarily an individual as we understand it. Move apart. Oh, there's a lot of people getting out of school at this time. 2:30. I don't understand why there are so many people. Today's Wednesday, of course, it's sports day. Let's see, have a look around here. So I'm just driving here. So archaea, the extremophiles, these are the very ancient bacteria. They don't like oxygen, they're anaerobic, or can be anaerobic. And they can sort of move and form. I don't know necessarily if you have such a strong feeling of an individual, because there's some examples of them where they just get bigger and break apart, or under stress they coalesce again. It's pretty impressive, and I have to understand that's the sort of slime mold. As an entire organism, can actually just spread out and find a solution, communicate within itself. Then you have bacteria, which are basically tic tacs, or they've got the hard wall. Now, the bacteria wall is sort of related to insect walls and mushroom walls, chitin. Except it's basically a cellulose type structure, but attached to it is a nitro press of protein thing hanging off it, a sugar with a protein thing hanging off it, and a sugar with a lactic acid hanging off it. And lactic acid is sort of oxygenated. Carbon. So this is a carbon with two oxygens on it and a bond in. So it's almost carbon dioxide. It almost wants to be carbon dioxide. And the next carbon after that has got an oxygen. So it's sort of absolutely loaded with oxygen. And the extreme amount of oxygen attracts electrons, makes it highly water soluble. So that's interesting. So bacteria sort of have a sort of water attractive plastic coating shell. Basically, bacteria are microscopic shelled organisms, and quite hard to move around. And so that's why you can kill them with ultrasound, because basically they're a container, and a high degree of ultrasound will actually rupture their container, and you can actually rupture bacteria. And a lot of the antibacterial natural liposomes in other animals, the antibacterial work just works simply on what, I don't care what the bacteria is, I'm just going to rupture it. So the bacteria are very small, very primitive. They also don't have nuclei, but in order to keep their DNA out of control, their DNA is in characteristic rings, loops. So rather than your long string, which is terminated with the telomere in eukaryotic cells, these are rings. So there's no beginning or end. There's no chance of the ring slowly, the end of the string fraying. Now, eukaryotic cells are thought. There's different ideas that I read this New Scientist article. I just really can't see what it's doing. So there is this view that there is a common ancestors of archaea cells, so bacteria split off from something. Bacteria sort of came out of archaea cells. I can't quite see how that is so, because they're incompatible, bacteria and archaea. So I don't know. There's a common life before. I still think, basically, from what I can see, it's evidence that life has evolved twice. It's my view that I can't see how bacteria are originating from archaea, but they must have had some sort of common ancestor. But I can't see any. There's no biological evidence of a common genetic form. Besides the DNA code itself, the actual sequencing of DNA is not the same. So very ancient split. And the view that I've always had, and I can't see how this New Scientist article has contradicted it, is that some archaea were capable of ingesting bacteria, and the bacteria became parasites within the or symbiotic within the archaea, and that eukaryotic cells have organelles which are basically modified bacteria. So basically eukaryotic cell is a bacterial colony. Here we're going for time here. Just going on time, checking this out. No, don't like that. Go through. Yeah, so eukaryotic can survive in oxygen. They are bacteria. The conditions that bacteria thrive in, the eukaryotic cells thrive in, because they're basically archaic cells which with the bacteria supercharged to go in. So that's the basics of three cells. I've got to stop now and go to my next appointment. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.